describe the basic different groups inside the party?
In the Politburo level, it is very easy. There is a middle around Kádár. There are old-fashioned, let's say, Stalinist Politburo members. And there are the so-called liberals, but in the real sense of the word, I would not say that they are liberals. And there are already, since the last year, open debates among them. So there is, in a sense, a starting of the post-Kádárist period.
Could you say something about where are the most important political decisions made in the party?
In the Politburo level they are made, not in the Center Committee and not in the low level. It is a very centralized party. So all of the important decisions, many times even about personal questions, the Politburo decide. For instance, about the opposition, personally, about me and about my friends, the party decide. The Politburo decide.
The Politburo decides what to do
with us, yes.
Could you describe how the nomenklatura system works in Hungary?
The nomenklatura is that to the most important functions in the economy, in the cultural field, in the military, and so on, the party have to point the leaders. Not all they have to be party members, but the party has a voice when they are appointed, a very important voice.
Can you give an example of how the party intervenes in daily life? The cooperative farm example.
As an example, I can tell you a harvest. The work hasn't been done. There was a problem because the plan was not fulfilled. It did not succeed, and the two cooperative leaders who had a debate about it wanted a legal process. There was a certain civil debate about the harvest, what proportions they will get, and in the reality, not the judge, but one county party leader have made the decision. I was present there as a sociologist, so I have seen how this bargaining between them has been made.
How important have been some of the political reforms in Hungary, like the introduction of more than one candidate in local elections and for parliament?
It was not a real change. It was clear that the most important independent candidates haven't become MPs, so they were not elected and they were not even on the lists of the National Front. But eventually some others in the countryside became MPs, and now in the parliament there are, I think, 380 members. There are four or five people who are sharply criticizing the official line, and there are interesting discussions. It is like a new color, something which doesn't have a real political impact, but it makes the political life more interesting.
But the party still keeps the central control.
Yes, the party and the Politburo has the real control.
What impact has the economic crisis had on people's lives very concretely?
As you know, there is a new tax reform. It will reduce the real wages. Officially, it is estimated to 10-15% because of the inflation. But we do not feel the impact of that yet. But we feel that in the last 5 years, the reform and the crisis was burdened on this mass of people, to these poor people who are unskilled workers and who do not have any political voice, any representatives.
Could you describe some of the personal experiences of actual violence you've experienced?
In 83, I was beaten up on the street by two policemen, and because they wanted to take away a letter from my bag, and I protested against it, and with rubber truncheons, and they beaten me. So I lost consciousness, I suffered brain concussion. I was for 4 days in hospital. And in the end, I have got 6 months suspended jail because of that. I was charged that I have assaulted the policeman.
And who were the witnesses who stood against you?
The witnesses were employees of the party center, both.
Thank you.
1597.
How seriously is the party divided amongst itself?
The party is seriously divided. In the level of the Politburo, as I mentioned, there are three different groups. And how they fight with each other, it has real historical consequences. For instance, in 76, the reform was completely stopped. The whole economy was frozen. They withdraw all of the reform steps and reform law and orders. So the consequence of that was an economic crisis, what they realized in 78-79. There a new reform course started. It was ended in 83-84 when Kadar had a speech in the Central Bureau. He told that the essence of the reform is that everybody have to work more. It was an anti-reform statement. It was, I think, because he was under the influence of the left-wing group within the Politburo.
In other words, a very small group of people in the Politburo can determine the whole economic and political policy of the country.
Yes, this little group can really decide the most important questions, and the consequences of their decisions
Cup.